Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Manish Mehta covers the Jets for the New York Daily News. And if you have followed his coverage of the Jets, and specifically Adam Gase this season, you have seen quite the change. Yes. Because he was one of the few that lauded the hire at the beginning. I mean, and loudly lauded the hire. And then he has been relentless in his criticisms of Adam Gase, which I don't disagree with much of anything that he's written.
Gase will do that to you.
I have found it to be quite enjoyable. In fact, I have mentioned my most enjoyable aspect of this NFL season has been watching Adam Gase and the Jets implode. It's been fun. So Manish Mehta from the New York Daily News is with us here. Hello, Manish.
I was Gase.
You got Gased. So what?
I admit it now.
Tell us where the transformation came from. What was the first incident where you said to yourself, "I think I was wrong about this guy"?
Oh well, obviously when he stabbed the general manager in the back and got him fired after the general manager hired him like 3 months earlier, that was the first indication that I may have erred in my initial analysis of who Adam Gase is. But even beyond that, just there are some things when you cover a team day to day, you get a better sense internally how a head coach deals with people and players, and then obviously the results to this point have spoken for themselves. But I had done some groundwork during the head coaching search, and obviously that's a compressed amount of time, so you try to get as much information as you can talking to players and people who have worked for and with Adam Gase to get a sense of who you might be. It's a lot different though when you're again covering a team day to day, and you get a firmer handle of the person and the coach. So I was duped. I have no qualms in saying that. Things are pretty ugly. As I said, the record is obvious. But beyond that, I'm not sure this guy's cut out to be a leader.
I was going to ask you about that Gase personality. Is it getting to you yet, his warmness and how nice he is to everybody?
Well, look, he invented football, I believe, if you ask him. So you question that, he might take umbrage with it. But, it's interesting because I had gone back and looked at some of the interactions he had with Miami reporters. He was much more prickly then than he is now, which is, interesting because he hasn't been all that warm and fuzzy when you ask him real questions. But, I can see him charming the owner's brother who hired him and, being charismatic in some respect and when he wants to be or when he needs something. And that's clearly what he did. God bless him. He got the job. But I thought there was a possibility that he could evolve and grow from some of the critical things I'd heard from him in Miami. But at least to this point, I'm not sure he really learned that much from his first stint as a head coach.
Manish Mehta covers the Jets for the New York Daily News. Has he done anything, Dolphins Jets obviously on Sunday, has he done anything where you say, okay, I see this, the Jets are headed in the right direction because of this?
Well, look, he has tweaked a few things to help Sam Darnold, specifically in the spring and the summer. My issues with him from a football perspective are that, I think he's got a lot of good ideas. I think he's smart in that sense. He's learned from a lot of smart people. I just think there's some kind of disconnect in terms of using the knowledge that he has and applying it to what's best for Sam Darnold. He should not try to make Sam Darnold into the type of player that Peyton Manning was. From a skill set standpoint, they're two different types of players. To me, Sam Darnold's much closer to a Tony Romo style of player, Aaron Rodgers style of player. You just can't confine him in the pocket, and I think that is what Gase has erred in to this point. He is trying to correct certain things that that need to be corrected, in all fairness, but he's not accentuating Sam Darnold's strengths. And anyone who's seen Sam Darnold play since college knows that his strength is outside of the pocket, throwing on the move, moving the pocket, design rollouts left and right. He hasn't done nearly enough of that. I think that might change starting on Sunday, but that's just a tactical thing that you know, someone who's supposedly an innovator, as Christopher Johnson described him as, should be able to pick up on.
And Manish, with the players, like the whole thing right now with Jamal Adams, but he had problems down here with Jay Ajayi. He had problems with Byron Maxwell. Like, there's a list you can go on with him having players with guys. Why is Jamal Adams so upset? They didn't end up trading him in the long run. Why is he so damn mad?
Yeah, well, Channing, just to backtrack to what you just started saying, I actually gave Adam Gase a list of players that he had alienated. Initially, he said it was three. I named five, and then he said, well, it's only five. I could have gone on and on. It probably would have ended up a lot higher than that five number. But in terms of Jamal Adams, look, he's a 24-year-old player. I think, and I'm a big Jamal Adams fan in terms of, you know, who he is as a player and a person in that locker room. He had a tremendous influence. Obviously, he's an ascending player. I think he's a star player in the making. He's a 24-year-old guy who had a conversation, or I should say had conversations with Adam Gase and the general manager, Joe Douglas, a week ago, in which he walked away from those conversations thinking that he was a cornerstone piece to the puzzle. And to hear a week later that the Jets were entertaining trading him, you know, was offensive to him. I think if you're Joe Douglas, you're in a precarious position because you were hired 3 weeks after the draft. And if you're going to get a team or teams willing to make offers for Jamal Adams, you'll not only listen, but even engage in conversations. Because, look, if there's some team out there that's going to give up two ones and a two for Jamal Adams, you've got to seriously entertain that, if not take it. So I understand the position that Douglas is in. I also understand the position if you're Jamal Adams. You're the culture changer. You're the leader emotionally on the field. He does everything right on and off the field. All he cares about is winning. To be honest with you, in all my years covering the NFL, I haven't found a player who's more despondent after losses than Jamal Adams. So you want more guys like that in your locker room. Channing, you know that. I mean, those are the type of people that you want to build around. So the fact that Douglas was even entertaining conversations and having a back and forth with Dallas and Baltimore kind of rubbed him the wrong way.
He's had a lot of chances to be despondent this season. Do you think Adam Gase could be a one-and-done coach?
I don't think it's going to happen for a number of reasons. For one, the Johnsons, Woody, the actual owner, and Christopher, the acting owner, are paying Todd Bowles and the former general manager, Mike Maccagnan, through 2020. So I can't see a scenario, barring something weird off the field, where Woody would be okay in paying two head coaches and a general manager who don't work for him. So I think that's first and foremost. Whether that's right or wrong is really irrelevant, but the finances do come into play in this situation. And the other part of it is I don't think that the Jets want to become a radioactive outfit like the Browns were, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago when they were cycling through coaches every year, every other year. And I also don't believe that Christopher Johnson, you know, wants to admit that the guy that he thought was a quote-unquote innovator who was, quote, taking football and coaching football to where it's going, you know, is a guy he's going to give up on after 1 year. So I would be surprised if they moved on after 1 year. I would not necessarily be surprised if they moved on after 2 years if things don't drastically improve.
Is he despised by Jets fans, though? I mean, it can't be much fun for him right now, right? I mean, he can't be popular pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, they hate him. I mean, you know, it's probably the simplest way I can put it. I had actually heard that there's a group that's trying to get, or maybe they've already done this, they're going to get a plane with a banner that says Fire Gase and fly it over MetLife Stadium before the next home game against the Giants. I don't know if that's going to come to fruition, but that's been talked about on the airways up here. And I don't know if you guys remember, but Jets fans did something similar for their former general manager, John Idzik. They had billboards and planes imploring the ownership to fire Idzik, and it actually worked. You know, I don't think it's going to work this time with Gase, but the mere fact that that's even being discussed tells you a lot about how this fan base thinks about this new head coach.
And I heard Le'Veon Bell came out. He was on Instagram or Twitter, one of the two, yesterday saying, you know, give it time. He's happy to be a Jet and all that. He's not being utilized, right, Manish? Like, he's not what he did in Pittsburgh and what he's doing now, it's a damn shame that they're giving him 8 carries, 15 carries, 14 carries. This dude is a bell cow.
Yeah, I said it this way. We have finally found the one person who can stop the great Le'Veon Bell. We couldn't find defensive coordinators or linebackers or defensive linemen. They couldn't stop him for 5 years. But we found the one person who could stop him, and that's Adam Gase. He has not implemented this player properly. Forget about just being a running back. You should line him up in the slot as a receiver, line him up outside the numbers. This guy's a dual threat, and he's having the worst year of his career. I don't think it's a coincidence that he's playing for Adam Gase. Now, again, Miami stinks. You guys probably talk about it every day. The Dolphins stink. So the Jets stink, don't get me wrong. But I do think that given the injuries, especially on the back end, that Flores is dealing with, I think that this Jet offense, for as poor as it's been this year, we'll be able to do a lot of things on Sunday. And I think that Le'Veon Bell is going to be in store for a pretty big game. So it's a get-well game, in my estimation, for the Jets.
So you like the Jets on Sunday? I was going to ask you to end the interview. Who you like on Sunday? You like the Jets?
I do like the Jets, and I do think that if Adam Gase is in a position to stick it to the Dolphins and Stephen Ross, if you guys remember, he did that onside kick against Denver when he was with Miami. I do think that if he's in position to run it up, he's not going to shy away from that, regardless of how bad of a coach he's been to this point.
There you go. Manish Mehta from the New York Daily News. Thank you for making time for us. We appreciate it, and it's been fun to watch your transformation on Adam Gase. It's just from just a voyeuristic point of view, it's been fun to watch. That transformation took place on a dime, man. I think that was 1 week, one week into the season. But it's not all on the field stuff. You've been critical of the way that he has managed the team.
Yeah, he's not a leader. I guess that's the best way of putting it. Leaders are accountable. They're especially accountable in times of adversity. In just this week, right the day after the trade deadline, Joe Douglas came out and handled himself in a professional manner. He discussed Le'Veon Bell, Robbie Anderson, and Jamal Adams, all guys who were being discussed in trades. Now, he's not giving away trade secrets, but he is praising these guys. I think that's PR 101. When you're shopping a player or discussing a trade about a player and then ultimately don't make that trade, what is the smart thing to do the day after? Praise those guys. Say, hey, look, this guy's a warrior. He's an important part of the puzzle for us. You know, he means a lot to us. That's elementary to me. And the fact that Adam Gase didn't do that yesterday when he was asked about Jamal Adams, he just said, hey, we're focused on Miami. You know, it was his little Bill Belichick on to Cincinnati moment, and as I had described it, he tried to channel Bill Belichick without, the success and the championships and the respect and the envy of the rest of the NFL. So he's no Bill Belichick. I know he tried to be Bill Belichick yesterday. Now he softened his stance today, but again, if you're around people, you can get a sense if they have leadership qualities. And I've been around Adam Gase enough, 9 months right now. And objectively speaking, there is no way that you can look at that guy and see how he behaves and say, yes, he's the guy that I want to follow.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people feel that way. Manish Mehta, you could read his work in the New York Daily News. Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys.
There you go. That was fun. He really did. I mean, I'm telling you, when he changed his opinion on Adam Gase, it went from being the only guy in the New York media saying that's a good hire by the Jets to killing him on a daily basis.
It took him 8 months, probably. It took me over 2 years. So Manish is smarter than me.
He really only took him a couple months, to be quite honest.
Oh, okay.
Could took him he was praising him and then he was killing him. and we do it on this show. When you're wrong, you're wrong.
Yep.
And he came on and said, "Yeah, I was wrong about that."
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.